Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies all the time on everything and anything you need to build your cleaning company. If that's you and you are committed to growing your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com where you can get all the podcasts, webinars, all kinds of resources you need to create the cleaning company you've always dreamed of. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can call our producer, Natalie, at growmycleaningcompany.com or give us a ring at 480-648-5149. You can apply to be on the show, give us feedback, ask questions, interact any way that you like. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That said, today we are chatting with Peggy Ariana Cook from Shiny Day Cleaning. Shiny Day serves the greater Kansas City area, mostly with residential, a little commercial on the side. If you want to reach out to Peggy and her team, you can get a hold of them at www.shinydaycleaning.com. Peggy, so glad to have you. Say hello.
Hi, Cleaning Nation. I'm so excited to be on the show. So thank you for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
I am fired up to have you. We were chatting a little bit beforehand, and I got to be honest, Cleaning Nation, Peggy's got me excited. Can't wait to talk to you. But before we jump into your question, I would love to hear, and actually I didn't even get this before, tell us a little bit about your company. How many employees? How did you get where you're at? Give us a little bit of the story leading you to here.
Yeah. So I actually started cleaning when I was like a child. My mom had a cleaning company since my little sister and I were babies. So she did mostly residential. And as we got older, we would kind of help her with her commercial cleaning, you know, emptying out the trash, that kind of stuff. So it really helped to develop my work ethic. And she had about 5 employees at one time. And she decided that wasn't her passion, was cleaning. And her passion was truly travel. So she kind of just minimize it a little bit, had 1 full-time employee, and then she was working part-time. And so she had a surgery that she had, like a major surgery. So I was living in Colorado, and I thought, well, I'm going to come home, take care of my mom, you know, kind of run the business while she's recuperating. And I kind of realized, like, wow, I really like this. Like, there's a huge niche for it. I want to expand it. I don't want to see my mom coming back to work at all whatsoever, so she can, like, grow her dream. And I've kind of decided that I'm going to build this business legit, put everything down, and as your words, a system, you know, kind of move the system. And so that way I can sell this business and then, you know, go from there and have other businesses. So that's kind of, you know, where we're at. So we're back up to 5 employees. Then we have 2 part-time employees. My sister, she is an aircraft mechanic and moved back home from Connecticut to do all our finances because she's amazing at that. So she's still, you know, is working in the aircraft field, but she does this part-time. So it's just been amazing. I mean, in 2014 is when we decided that we wanted to, you know, have the legit company. So we called it Shiny Day Cleaning, and we're in the process of becoming incorporated to kind of protect the company. So, you know, here we are, and it's just like every single day, it's just getting bigger and bigger. And when I found you about 4 weeks ago, you just, the word system, I was like, that is what I need. So you've helped me leaps and bounds. So I think that's where I was with, you know, with that. And here I am with like listening and your coaching, and it's been phenomenal. So it's been great.
Man, that is such a cool story. And before we jump in, I wanted to mention one thing that you brushed over that I think is super important and can bring a lot of value. I love, because my son's now 7, I've got 2, we just adopted a little baby who's 8 months now, and my son's just about 18, awesome. So he's moving out. Yeah, it's so cool. It's so funny to have an 18-year-old and an 8-month-old in the house. But yeah, he was raised being around pretty much any business that I was in, and my first business was a cleaning business. We actually bought before he was born and sold when he was like a year old. But so that one, not so much, obviously. But every other business, he grew up around my employees and around, hey, go help you know, Pedro in the shop, who's our, you know, shop manager for the construction company and at the car dealership, he wasn't mm-hmm. above detailing cars. So we kind of always, and that you said, I forget what you said exactly, but you kind of, you were with your mom and it developed your work ethic. That is so cool.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love the cleaning business because, you know, I've taught my kid nothing other than you're not, don't, you know, don't rely on me giving you a bunch of money when I die. You got to go figure this thing out yourself. And he believes mm-hmm. that. He knows that because he's worked his whole life on kind of the crappy jobs and he's not afraid of work. And that's, I'm so proud of your mom for giving you that work ethic. And it's so cool to watch that flow through you. And hopefully you're going to be that with your kids and your employees. So I love that. That's such a cool added benefit of owning a cleaning company. Not only can it provide financial security for you and your family, like for you, both of your family, right? Any kids that you have as well as your mom. I love that you're kind of.
Exactly.
But the work ethic. So that's, and I love that your mom instilled that in you and now it's coming back to bless her. So that's probably the coolest thing I've heard in quite a while. So thank you for sharing.
Because when you're in like that lower work, sometimes it can kind of like hit your self-esteem. Like here I am cleaning people's toilets. But the funny thing is like, it makes me proud because I'm cleaning their toilets and my mortgage may be more than the people when I'm cleaning their toilets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really, it really helps. So I'm so thankful for everything that she's done. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's cool. Cause you know, I'm guessing as a kid, you weren't as delightful as you are now. And you're like, come on, mom, I want to go play with my friend. You know, you weren't excited, but looking back.
Yes. I mean, I've cleaned houses where I go to school with people. I'm like, mom, I'm not going upstairs to their bedroom. I'm going to go clean the kitchen. Don't see me.
That is.
But yeah, I get it now.
Man, I'm old, but I still remember what it was like being a high school. And I was never a high school girl, but I can kind of, you know, I can kind of imagine. And that would be more, I could see where that would be absolutely mortifying.
Yeah. I was hiding.
Yeah, but you didn't drop dead and you're stronger and better for it. And now you can abuse your kids the same way.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that was awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Hopefully that'll give some encouragement because that's one thing I always want to encourage my people on. I remember when I was young and dumb. A lot of my clients were older and smarter than I was. But when I had my company, I was a little bit like, you know, when people asked what I did, I was super proud to go, I own a company, right? That was, to me, the most important, impressive thing I could say. But I always felt mm-hmm. like, oh, but it's a cleaning company. Like, it was a little embarrassing. But I wish looking back, I could coach myself because it's like, you know what? It's honest work. It's good work. It could be extremely profitable work. Like I said, my buddy mm-hmm. Rich, who I've had on the show, he's got like an $8 million company or whatever. So I always coach people like it's honest work. It's good work. I'd rather see you own a cleaning company than a strip mm-hmm. club or deal drugs. There's all sorts of other things that are way less honorable. There's nothing shameful about providing a service that people need.
Hey, and there's no school loans along with it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I mean,
it's really, I think I like now I'm super proud of it. Meet new people. This is what I do. I love it. I mean, it's great. Yeah.
As
I start from
nothing
and go ahead.
I was just saying, as you said, you're super proud of it. I'm like, as you should be. Nothing wrong with this. Not only nothing wrong, it's a solid business. And, you know, I don't want to get on a rant, but you can't outsource it, right? There's never going to be foreigners doing it cheaper. And if they are, they're physically here. They're not doing it cheaper from India. I can assure you that. It's recurring revenue.
The plane tickets are going to be astronomical.
Yeah. Yeah. They can figure that one out.
For sure.
We all retire. Uh-huh. All right. That said, let's jump in. I feel like we've ranted too much. Let's jump in and actually give you some dang value. How can I help you and your awesome company today?
Okay. So the problem that I'm encountering is when, you know, employees call in like last minute or their son's, you know, they're sick and they can't make it to work. Normally I can, you know, move the schedule around, get really flexible, have somebody fill the spot. Then there's those cases where, you know, a tenant's moving in the next day or somebody has a dinner party that night and we're completely booked. And I find myself having to completely cancel my work at, you know, at the office and going in to kind of put out that fire. So I really want, like, if there's a fire, okay, I want to be able to call the fire truck. So I just want to know what kind of system that you have in place that I could utilize to make sure that never happens again.
Okay, so you want to be able to call the fire truck and have your cell phone not ring and be like, oh, crap, that's me.
Right. I don't want to jump into the fire truck and go with them. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I want to stay where I'm at.
All right, that is such a good question. And I have a feeling this is going to be one of the more popular episodes. A, your personality is fantastic. And B, that question is awesome. So let's jump in because I've got so many things to give you that I think will help, not just in this area, but really in the mindset of how should I look at running a cleaning business? First and foremost, yeah, my favorite is I always like to start kind of philosophical and then move tactical. So I'm going to give you just more of, we'll start with, here's how you should look at that problem question, how you should look and feel about it. And then we'll talk about tactical strategies of how to actually deal with it. Fair?
Okay, sounds good.
So first and foremost, we've got to get into the kind of mindset of you own the business and it exists to serve you, not the other way around. So when somebody calls and says, hey, I want this tonight, you got to look at it not as, well, the business is all, I am its servant slash slave, and it is all knowing and all masterful. And if it needs, it would benefit from Peggy going out cleaning and ditching her family or her plans for the evening, then that is what shall be. We got to turn around and look at it and go, no, the business is here to serve Peggy. And as soon as the big business stops serving Peggy and her family and her needs, then we kill it. So when that call comes in, there's not that immediate business. And I've done this. Please don't hear me being judgmental. I see this so clearly because I'm so guilty of this, right? So we've got to start with the overreaching thing of it's okay to say, no, we can't or we won't. Not even we can't. That's the easy one. If you can't, you can't. That's a pretty easy, I mean, a little bit painful, but if you can't, you can't. It's the I won't that is really hard for cleaning companies. Like, well, I'm just having dinner with my husband and children. That's not important. So saying I won't do that has to be an option. And I'm not saying that's an ideal option. We're not going to go for that. But you have to come for the foundation of that's okay if you sometimes choose your family, your own personal mental or physical well-being over the business. Because again, it serves you, not the other way around. Does that make sense or am I talking too philosophical?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I'm definitely, yeah. So I just want to interject on that. So say like, my thing is, yes, I've done that before where it's like last minute they need it, you know, it's not going to happen. I can't say no. But the thing is when they've booked a month out, you know, or like a graduation party. So we already have them on the books. We've already given that, you know, their carpet cleaners are coming in the next day and they've worked us around that day. And I can't at that moment, what would you do to make sure that customer?
Yeah, I was only talking about, I promise we're going to get to that. That's the tactical piece. So the first piece is just the ability to say no. And even, and I've done this on a couple of recent episodes, guys and gals going, I've got to get out of cleaning myself and have only cleaners clean, which is kind of a variation what you're asking. How do I not clean an emergency? The big thing is just saying no. And even if, this is so hard as a business person, even if you said you would a month ago and you can't, you know, I'm a big thing about not breaking my word. So if you gave your word, that's a little bit different in that case. And I promise we're going to get to the tactical of how to actually fix this. You're like, don't tell me how to get out of it. Tell me how to do that. We're going to do that. I just want to give you one quick thing before that. I would ask permission to get out. Like if I had an important dinner or with my wife, or I was going to my kid's thing and something happened, I would say, man, I gave you my word. The only way this is going to happen is if I physically come out there and do it myself. Since I gave you my word, I'll do that. But I would really like it if, could I give you a gift certificate and do it tomorrow? Or I'd call another cleaning company and just pay them all of the money or even more of the money than I even received. To be able to keep my life sanity and my work.
Okay.
So again, that's the way I'm not saying that's what you should do every time. I'm just saying that's the way you should look at it is elevate the importance of your sanity. And again, you got to keep your word. If you said you're going to do something, it's I'll kill myself before I say, hey, I know I said I would, but tough cheese ain't going to happen.
Right.
But start opening up. There's other ways. Like you also gave your word to your family, right? I'm going to be here. And not doing that, that's still breaking your word. So you got to look at it differently. All right, enough of that. Let's talk about how to actually fix it. The first thing is we're so silly. We treat it as a surprise almost every time. Like I planned for one person to go and they didn't show up and I have no plan B. How could I have ever foreseen this? Well, it happened 19 times in the last 6 months. Maybe one of those times we could have made a plan C or D. So first of all, you got to have a plan B, C, and D. So I would have, and again, the cool thing is there's two ways to do this. If you gave your word, we'll just go to plan B, C, or D. If it's a last minute emergency, you still have a plan B, C, or D, but you've got a bigger budget because you tell them, hey, you want someone to come out in 3 hours and spend 9 hours of time and you have no appointment or no nothing. That's not the regular rate, my friend. That's much more expensive. So when they're willing to pay you more, you can pay other people more. And all of a sudden that opens up more opportunity for you, right? So the first thing is have a system. So you're not there's a system for putting out a fire. You're not just going, should I get a blanket and wave it at the fire? Should I try and buy a fire hydrant or a fire extinguisher? Should I try and use water? You know, you've got a system. You've thought it through in advance. So instead of you trying to figure it out on the spur under a tremendous amount of stress, you've already thought it through. You've already written it down. You just open the book and go, oh, when this happens, we do this. So that's the big thing, mm-hmm. right? Like, we're not going to just kind of make it up as we go. We know how to put out fires and we have people at the ready to put those fires out. Cool?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the way we're going to do that is, first of all, charge enough. And you might just have two or three maid services that you are friendly with that when they have overflow, they call you and they pay you well for it and vice versa. So you don't have to have 100 mm-hmm. people at the ready.
I like it.
That's the first thing. Second thing mm-hmm. is you tell your people, hey, when you go to them and go, hey, I know you just worked or you wanted tonight off or whatever, but that was at $10 an hour. This job pays $17 an hour. All of a sudden things magically change. It's like, whoa, hold on. Yeah, I'm in. And
numbers. You
get that money from the people. You charge them. Hey, our regular rate's $40 an hour. This is $60 an hour. Like, this is emergency stuff. That's the first thing. So that's how you kind of handle the last minute stuff. Now let's talk about probably the more common. It's not last minute. Just the last minute thing was some employee screwed me and I don't know what to do. Right. Like, so you can't charge extra. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the way we handle that is a couple things. First of all, I always have 2-person teams. And again, I know that there are people out there that have made money with 1-person teams. I'm not that guy. I hate 1-person teams. If someone steals, there's no accountability. If someone doesn't show up, you're screwed. There's just nothing. So if you have a 2-person team, you've got built in when person one doesn't show up, guess what? Person two goes. That's done, right? It's handled.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. are you right now working with 1-person or 2-person teams?
We actually do both. Normally, if it's like a smaller house, just depending on how it goes, if it's, you know, two people in and out. I just feel like the drive time also doesn't even equal out if you have constantly.
You can
two
always
teams,
fix
but I
kind of
like
money.
Where you're going.
You can always. So first of all,
I'm
yeah, this is systems, right? So you don't have a system. Your system is you make the decision every minute, every job. Do we do one or two? Don't do that. The system is we have two people. And when you do your pricing, you just charge accordingly because guess who benefits from two people? The customer does, right? There's same benefits that you get. No stealing, accountability. If someone doesn't show, you're still covered. All that's mm-hmm. good. And people get pissy when you change cleaners on them. And if you only have one cleaner and that cleaner quits and you put a new cleaner in, you can lose the account. If you have two people and one person quits and you have a new person, but the other person that they're still familiar with is there, you're less likely to lose it. So there's a dozen benefits of two people cleaning and it well outweighs I got to pay an extra $4 a day in travel or whatever the case may be.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
So always 2-person mm-hmm. cleaners, period. There's just so many benefits. You'll just see, like, we don't even have 1-person teams, just person team. The only time we have 1-person teams is when in a 2-person team, one person doesn't show up. That's that.
Okay. I like it.
So and I've got 3 lines of defense. That's just one. It gets better. Defense number 2, okay. And this probably happens better when you get to about 10 or 12 people, you hire a floater. The new guy is always the floater. He's always going to he's just there in case somebody doesn't show up or she. And if somebody doesn't show up, they jump into that because as you start getting larger, the likely, you know, 10% of the time, some people's not showing up and you've got 10 employees, you've always got somebody not showing up. So you plan on that person.
Mm-hmm.
And if and when everyone shows up and everything works perfect, you're fine because you've got extra labor. You can tell that guy or gal, hey, would you like the night off or would you like to go do a third thing, or you can have them start hanging flyers. There's all sorts of stuff that you can do. But so again, we're planning mm-hmm. it. So the first plan is we have two people. So when one quits or doesn't show up, it's fine. We got a second. Second thing is we got a floater. So when someone quits, that floater just flies right in. And now the new guy, instead of filling that second spot a week later and that there's all sorts of chaos, he fills the floater spot. Does that make sense?
Totally. Absolutely.
Okay. So again, we're just planning. We know this is going to happen. So we're thinking it through in advance. So when it happens, you're like, we just go to the first line of defense. That's the second person in the team. Well, they both called out. That's never going to happen. But if it does, fine. The floater goes in. Well, the floater's, you know, someone quits. So the floater's there. The third line of defense is people give people too many hours. They always start with, because here's exactly what happens is people come in and go, I need 40 hours or I can't work here. The problem is you work them 40 mm-hmm. hours and they get burnt out and quit. And also it creates a culture of you're always begging them, oh, I really need help. Somebody didn't show up. Could you please work? But they've got 37 hours this week and they're already exhausted because it's too many hours. You give them 20. And so you're constantly begging people to work, which is not where you want to be. You can flip that script just by saying everybody gets 20 to 25 hours. Well, I need 40. That's fine. You have to earn it. You can't get 40 your first 3 months. You have to start with 20 or 25. And if you've been here 3 months with no calls, no shows, no lates, and no complaints, you can move up to 25 to 30. And if you do that for 6 months, so they have to kind of earn their way up. That does a couple things. One, so when someone doesn't show up, the guy that's only got 20 hours and he's begging for more, now instead of you going, Susan, I need a huge favor. I know you're exhausted. I know you've already worked 7 hours today and your body's killing you. Can you go do another 3 houses? she's just going to want to wring your neck. That switches from, mm-hmm. hey, Susan, you've been begging for hours, and I told you that you'd have to earn your way up. You've done a really good job the last couple of weeks. Bob didn't show. Here's your opportunity for those extra hours. Do you see how that's a whole different conversation?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so those are your three layers. Yeah. Go with two people, have a floater when you get big enough, and not cut everyone's hour, but keep everyone's hour short so they want more hours. You're not burning them. And that works other ways, right? It's not just for this. I'm telling you, 40 hours, 35 hours in cleaning burns people out. 20, 25 hours a week, you'll keep people longer. 1 in 10 will ever make it to that 40-hour week where you trust them with that. And those are great, but they're unicorns. Most people will just get burnt mm-hmm. out, and they say, I need this money. I got to work.
Definitely, yeah.
But as soon as you give them that hours, they quit. They get burnt out. Okay. I have ranted for mm-hmm. way too long. Hopefully that was any questions or comments or thoughts before we move on to the lightning round.
Sure. I love the rant, but yes, let's do lightning round.
Love the love. All right. Lightning round, three quick questions, three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received in or outside of the cleaning business?
Definitely the best piece of advice would be from my mom. She told me she didn't want me to continue cleaning. And after I helped her after her surgery and I went back home, she said, don't ever pick up another cleaning bucket again. And of course I took that and every advice she gives me, I kind of spin it and like make it my own, but it's absolutely true, is never pick up another cleaning bucket. I've heard you tell this over and over again. So it definitely correlates with what my mom's trying to say is, you know, use my brain. Don't always use my muscle. Like I don't have to be in there with the cleaning bucket. So yes, just do not pick up that bucket because right, you're just going to put yourself down to 10 at $10 an hour work, $12 an hour work. And then, you know, who's running your business. So absolutely don't ever pick up that cleaning bucket again.
I'm liking mom more and more as the minutes tick by, my friend.
She's awesome.
She sounds very wise. All right. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all kind of learn from?
Yeah, definitely. That biggest mistake would be, underbidding your first time clean. So you go in the house, you estimate the house, you say, you know, it's going to be this much, but then you get in there and you realize, and that's how it is every single time. It's like you get in there and you realize how much dirtier it is. And you got that toothbrush, you know, in your hand. And absolutely. So I always tell, you know, we tell our potential customers that, you know, here's the price. But you know, it's just an estimate. That's what we're here for. It's never going to be 100% solid. So what I tell them is, you know, if we start getting close, I want you to make a list. What's your most important from the most important to the least important? Will 100% hit these areas, you know, the first three or whatever that's super important is in this price range. If we're about an hour, hour and a half out, and I start realizing like it might take a little bit longer as we get towards the end of the list, I will definitely give you a call, let you know, show you where we're at. And then we can go from there and you can let us know. And then the next cleaning, we can always pick up on those things that we weren't able to finish and kind of rotate it until it's completely done. And they have been 100% open for that rather than, hey, 350. And then you feel like it makes your life easier because you're finishing the rest of that house and you're annoyed at yourself, you know, like, why did I do that? And if you don't feel right, but when you leave the house knowing that you did the job right and you also got paid the right amount of money, it definitely makes a huge, huge difference. And like I said, the customers have always been super, super open with that because they love the work that we do from, you know, beginning until, you know, I talk to them. So just know, always say it's an estimate. It could be under, and we've done that where I give them a price and I say, well, you know, it really didn't take this long. I don't feel comfortable taking the rest of the money from you. I think, you know, and then we'll give them their money back or vice versa. They pay us extra where they say, no, just stop here and we'll pick up later.
Oh my gosh. You're lucky we're out of time. Cause I have I do not like that. I'm not a fan. I've got some good coaching. I'll give you offline, but I don't want to make a 2-hour podcast. So, thank you for sharing that.
Okay, I could use any coaching.
Yeah. The views of the guests are not the views of the host in this one instance.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, thank you for sharing.
I think there's a reason. Okay. Where you're at.
Well, hey, experience is experience. So again, I wish I could say I'm 100% right all the time, but it's not the case. So I appreciate you sharing. Last thing, what's one idea that Clean Nation can put into practice to make their business or their lives better today?
Definitely. I feel like constantly, if you can do office work and you can constantly do some sort of marketing, that's something I've definitely been into. I've had a website, a Facebook. I've noticed that, when I have to start putting out those fires, those things go to the back burner. So 100%, if you can listen to the system, that Mike has in place. I mean, these systems are fantastic. I've never had this type of coaching. I mean, all of my customer service backgrounds, I've always had strict coaching and I love it. And so this is definitely, you know, just do anything you can to constantly grow your business 100%.
Love it. It is. Yeah. There's nothing harder than trying to turn off and on marketing switches, nothing harder or more expensive. So that's really, you're wise beyond your years, young lady. All right. Thank you for joining us. I can just feel your passion coming out through the podcast. I appreciate your desire to grow and how excited you
are.
I appreciate you. Clean Nation appreciates you. When you want to check out Peggy's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.